I'm on the motorway. That's the sound you can probably hear in the background. I'm heading to Hinckley and my grandmother's house. If you're not following her, she's Granumentally on Twitter. Not talking as much nowadays as she used to, mainly because I don't get to see her as much as I used to. And she's pretty occupied with trying to maintain her independence and sanity, I guess. Her memory's getting really bad, and as much as she loves talking to those people in the internet, as she says, she's not asked to get involved that much recently, so I've been prompting her. But today I'm going with a bit of a mission in hand. She had somebody come round and cut the grass. I think it was the window cleaner that... She kind of collars anybody that comes round and does general bits and bobs to help her out with other things, and she gets very close to getting ripped off, which is, I guess, a problem with being old and there being a few cowboy workmen out there. But no, the window cleaner seemed to do a good job, didn't charge her much money, even though he's not normally a gardener. But he did lock a padlock onto the garage door, which my grandmother uses mostly for show, and she doesn't have the key for it. So I'm going over with my handy set of lockpicks to utilise BLT, bypassing lock techniques, which isn't always about lockpicking, because there might be another way, shimming and other kinds of methods and techniques of removing or getting past a lock. This isn't something that I do a lot of. I don't don a balaclava and shimmy drain pipes of an evening, although that does sound quite exciting. I guess I've just always been fascinated in bypassing locks, and started at school when I was the person people would come to should they have left their locker keys at home, or locked their keys if they could, if that was possible. In some of the lockers you could do that, and they'd come to me, and you know, it was a way for me to establish some kind of credibility, but it also could potentially have got me in trouble when things went missing from lockers. I was obviously the first person that would be looked at, but it would have been pretty stupid of me to have been a naughty boy when everybody knew that I could gain access to people's lockers. I used to use a kind of a modified key that I accidentally found when I found a very worn out door key which unlocked a couple of lockers, and then I filed it a little bit more, and I found out that I could get into all the school lockers. So that wasn't so much lock picking. I think I ordered a book from the back of a comic by Eddie the Wire, The Complete Guide to Lockpicking by Eddie the Wire, and that's what really gave me the knowledge necessary to get involved and play. And I used to stick a kind of a lock in a vise and just play around with it. You've normally got, if you're looking at the picture that goes with this recording, you've normally got a kind of little rake tool, your standard diamond triangular kind of shape on the end of a lockpick for your raking of the tumblers, and then you have a torsion wrench which simulates the twisting, the turning action of having a key in there, and then it gets a little bit more complicated depending on how many tumblers and what kind of lock you're dealing with. There's some locks I won't even look at because I know that, well, they're next to impossible. There's other locks that I think this is going to be a bit of a challenge, and padlocks I kind of like because they're normally quite rewarding. I can't remember the kind that my grandmother used to have hanging off the garage, but unless it's something really expensive, which is unlikely my grandmother would go out and get, they're normally pretty easy. So it's going to be interesting for me to help my grandmother gain access to her garage by picking a lock, and not have her going on and on and on about how I really shouldn't have undertaken a life of crime, because she will look at that slightly suspiciously. She probably thinks I'm coming around with some bolt croppers, which I don't actually own. Incidentally, if you get caught walking around with bolt croppers, it's probably just as serious as walking around with a lock picking kit. So I tend not to obviously carry them around with me. I got this particular kit from Mick Hanslick, who is a master locksmith and escapologist. If you kind of Google Mick Hanslick and documentally, I think you might be able to find a video of me chatting with him, although I met him a few years before that video when I was taking some photographs for the Chronicle and Echo, but up until that point I always used to use homemade pics. I did him a favour with some photographs and he got me a very nice little set. It's a 24 piece or something like that. Right, onwards. Maybe I'll be tweeting later about how I was beaten by a cheap lock because I'm out of practice. Maybe I will be tweeting with, what's the word? I'm just going to say gusto, even though that's not the word I want. Tweeting in celebration. How's that? That'll do. Cool. Laters.